is After the Bell, a podcast presentation of The Opening Bell on 720 WGN. Here's Steve Grzanich.
And I'm here with Paul Nolte from Kingsview Asset Management in Chicago with results of the August jobs report. Paul, good day again. Your headline view of the jobs report.
It was good all the way around. We saw 200,000 in payroll gains. That was offset a little bit. They revised June and July lower, but really that's about the only negative in this report. Wage growth was better than expected, so we're now pushing 3% year-on-year wage growth. We've got job gains in a lot of the key areas of the economy. We've talked historically that a lot of the job gains come from the services, hotel, et cetera, restaurants. These came more from manufacturing, healthcare, et cetera. And I think that led to the better-than-expected wage growth.
You mentioned specifically there manufacturing. Manufacturing employment did fall this past month, according to the report. But you're right, it's still strong month over month and for the year. Retailers cut some jobs, too, but still encouraging. Healthcare and professional services were good.
Mm-hmm.
Those cover what kinds of jobs?
Well, when you talk about healthcare, you're talking about the nursing staff. You're talking about hospital staff. And the wholesale trade is one of the other areas that saw some very good job growth. So when you're talking about those types of jobs, you're talking about higher paying type of jobs. And that's one of the things that's different in this report, I think, than what we've seen over the prior reports, is that the job growth came in those industries that have better wages, better wage growth, and part of the reason why we see the wage growth number better than expected.
Explain again the revisions that we saw today. Before we came on the air, you were trying to explain it to me, and I don't think I was getting it completely. The past 2 months were revised downward.
Downward,
what
yeah.
does that mean for the trending average?
Well, what it means is, you know, last month we were well over 200, 230-something new jobs. That got revised about 40,000 down. June was revised about 10,000 down. So normally what you're going to do is you're going to do a couple things. One is take the headline number, subtract out, or add the revisions. Last month we revised a lot of them higher. This month we're revising the prior 2 months lower. And as we've talked about, the monthly numbers are very volatile. They're all over the place. So even if you say, I'm estimating 180,000, 190,000 new jobs, which is what we thought coming in, even 150 to a 225 print is still well within normal range. So we take a look at 3 month or 12 month averages. Over the last 3 months, we're still running at about 200,000 new jobs, and over the last year at about 190. So this is very much in line with the longer-term averages, and the average has been pretty stable over the last 6 months or so. So it's been a very healthy job market, and I think that's evidenced, too, by the amount of time that people are unemployed. That was 9.4 weeks. Now it's down to about 9 weeks. And the bottom in the prior recovery in 06, 07, before we went into a recession, was about 8. So we've got some more work to do before we can say, okay, we really have exhausted a lot of the people that are maybe looking for a job or looking for full-time work that are currently part-time.
One of the things I saw was labor force participation fell significantly. What does that say about the overall economy?
You know, again, that one is another number that is all over the place. And again, taking a look at the longer-term trend, labor participation has been pretty flat. It's been pretty stable where it's at right now. So it tends to jump around month to month. And really what that is how many people that might be looking for a job currently unemployed, not employed, or out there, maybe could be employed. How many of those people are actually in the workforce? And some point to that as one of the reasons why there's a lot more room yet to go, because that labor participation rate is not significantly higher. You know, if it were much higher than what it is now, then you could say, yep, we've exhausted all possible people that we can hire. Now we really have to jack up wages in order to attract people from other companies to join our company.
One of the other positive things I saw in this report, the part-time workers who wanted to become full-time, more of them were able to do that over the last month.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the trends that we've been seeing. You know, we've talked about for the last year when are we going to see the wage growth? When are we going to, you know, where's the bottom on this? And we've said that there's been a lot of people that are working part-time for other reasons that could be attracted into full-time work. And it takes time for that to work into the system. And so I think we're starting to see that now. And again, part of the reason why we're anticipating we should see better wage growth going forward. And again, that goes to what the Fed's going to be doing later on this month, which is, in all likelihood, raise rates.
Some numbers, I didn't have them in front of me a minute ago, but in professional health, professional and business services, 53,000 jobs in August, a total of 519,000 jobs over the year. Healthcare employment by 33,000 in August. Job gains in ambulatory healthcare services up about 21,000. 8,000 in hospitals. Healthcare in general, 301,000 jobs over the course of the year. A couple of areas that I know that the Trump administration focuses on pretty heavily, mining. Mining increased by 6,000 jobs in August. And employment in construction was also up in August, about 23,000. So those are good.
Yeah, and on a year-over-year basis, construction added 300 in the last year. So again, keeping in line with what we've anticipated, and again, all of those types of jobs are better-paying jobs. So when you take a look at the parts of the economy that were flat-ish, you know, you saw very little change in retail trade, financial activities, leisure, hospitality, all of those tend to be a little bit lower wage-earning jobs. So this is, again, a very good report all the way around, even with the minor revisions to June and July.
People, when we look at the wage number here, if people don't feel like they're making more money, even though this report says we are, why is that?
You know, there's a couple things that are going on here, and I've actually talked to a lot of my clients about this. Because of the change in the tax laws, if you didn't adjust your withholdings, you're withholding the same amount now that you were a year ago. Your tax rate's probably a little bit lower now than it was a year ago. You're going to wind up with a very large refund come filing of your tax return next year. So if you didn't go in and make an adjustment to your withholdings and withhold maybe a little bit less, your paycheck is about the same, so you're not really seeing it just yet. For those that have gone in and made the adjustment, you're seeing a much bigger paycheck. Some of them are getting paid bonuses as well, mm-hmm. So they've got a little bit more in their pockets. So again, it's not huge by any stretch, but it is certainly better than what we've experienced over the last 2 or 3 years. And we're seeing it in the retail numbers. We're seeing it in certainly consumer confidence numbers. So we're seeing it in areas that we would expect to see if the consumer is feeling pretty good about what's in their pocket and feeling a capacity to spend.
Is it too late to go in and make that change in your withholding? Is it too late?
No, you can do it every week if you like. Mm-hmm. But no, it's between you and HR. But you just go in and fill out the W-9. Their forms have changed to reflect the change in the taxes, so there is some adjustment to it. But again, each situation, everybody's a little bit different, so probably worth it talking to your accountant, maybe a financial advisor, somebody else that you can look at and say, okay, do I need to make this adjustment based on other situations? So again, some states, because of the change in tax, the amount that you're able to write off for taxes, real estate, et cetera, your taxes may be a little bit different, but for most wage earners, there's a bump coming.
I was concerned that perhaps I was going to end up having to pay at the end of the year. You're telling me I'm going to get a nice refund. I like to hear that.
Yeah, you may get one. Yeah, absolutely. So, again, it's going to depend on the withholding amount that you're taking right now and the new tax brackets, and then as well the deductions that you would normally take for real estate taxes, state taxes, et cetera. Where it has an impact is in the high tax states like in New York or California, in some regards also Illinois. But for those lower tax states, you still get the full deduction for real estate taxes.
10 cents an hour doesn't sound like a lot of money, but I guess over the course, I saw a graph with this report this morning, by the way. It had a nice spike way back when, and then it went way down, but it's been trending up the hill. Should it be right now, in considering the length of this recovery and how strong the economy is right now?
You know, it we've talked in the past, when you take a look at production workers' wage growth, historically that tends to be between 2 and 4%. Coming out of the recession, it was zero for a while. There was absolutely no wage growth at all. So the fact that we got all the way up to 2% last year was somewhat of a Herculean task and certainly got a lot of people excited about the fact that, oh my gosh, wages are really growing. But in the historical terms, when we get over 3 and start approaching 4, we start worrying a little bit more about inflationary pressures. We're not there yet, but absolutely, as you outlined, the trend is in the right direction, lower left to upper right, which is what you'd like to see, and we're getting close to that 3% number. I'm not going to get too worried until we get 3.5% to 4%, and then I think we may top out.
I know we've mentioned it in our weekly or monthly talks on the jobs report, so I'll do it again this time. The black unemployment rate at 6.3%. How does that compare month over month?
You know, when you look at the major sectors, white male, female, black, and other minorities, for this month at least, it's pretty stable. So there weren't any huge gains or huge losses in any of the subcategories. So again, our takeaway from it is that it's a very good report across the board, not necessarily impacting better or worse one sector or another.
So, Paul, as we watch this day unfold, what would you expect the markets to do?
Well, we've saw the markets sell off initially after the report came out, and investors have kind of stepped back into the market here a little bit in the early going. The bond market has sold off, and that's not a surprise because, again, there's inflationary fears that are embedded in this report. But I think certainly the equity markets likes the growth, likes to see what they're seeing out of this report. And it's been selling. We've seen some selling in the market over the last 3-4 days or so. So I think investors are coming in today looking at it saying, okay, the economy is still good. The market's down a little bit. Time to do a little bit of shopping. So the equity market's doing okay. Fixed income a little bit worse. And the dollar's actually relatively strong today.
Any other takeaways from the August jobs report?
Those are all the biggies. Not much is going to change, I think, for the Fed for this meeting. And obviously we'll have another couple more job reports before we get to December. December is still pretty much a 75% chance, which is, in the Fed's parlance, pretty much a go.
Yeah. All right, Paul, how can people get a hold of you again?
They can get a hold of me via email at pnolte@kingsviewam.com, and we can chit-chat via email that way.
Well, we appreciate your expertise as always.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Paul Nolte from Kingsview Asset Management. I'm Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.